I don't know. Nothing's enough. We don't. I'm a litvish guy. I do the tanoim at the chasana. The real tanoim, we did Motzei Shabbos in the house. That's when we really did tanoim. And I have to go to America now to collect money.
Yes. What do you do at the chasana?
Collect money. That's
cool. We either use Rav Moshe's tanoim, as it's called, or even the Israeli tanoim, which has a line to write in, but all they write in Kamosha Dibarnu or Kamosha Dibarnu. They don't write in details. They don't write in details. I would prefer a Moshe Tanoim, but if the Masada Kedushin, which is his Rosh Hashiva, they don't like an Israel Moshe Tanoim. They don't like it. They don't like it. So I'll do a regular Tanoim. It's so silly, the whole thing. I mean, it's not silly. Yeah, Kamosha Dibru. We did the real Tanoim on Motzei Shabbos. The financial angle. What?
That everybody has to show.
No, we did that Motzei Shabbos. Like, that's what's so funny. I'm just saying it because we did it Motzei Shabbos, and the L'chaim was Sunday night, and Thursday night the Lord. And meanwhile, it's all nothing. It's all, I mean, that is not nothing, okay?
Oh.
Okay, let's learn.
Yibbeis.
You'll have a pilpul. You'll ask me if it's kosher. I'll say it's kosher. We'll talk about it. Everything's volunteer. His wife is very kindly and generously coordinating people making stuff. So now it's invite the Nevon. We don't have to worry about kashrus.
Is there an email?
There was supposed to be an email. It got caught up in certain technicalities, and there was an email at 10 to 8 tonight. Yeah. It was like, you know, this shul, like, everything is like, wait a second.
Wait a second. If you want to make something, bring it. It turns into like
a turns into whole pill.
What about this word? Does it imply? Are they going to feel machai?
Right. Exactly. And 4:30, you didn't write what day, and what do you mean you have to mincha? You want people to go to mincha 4:30, and what's going to be with the dishes? You could leave it there, like a whole thread. Okay, Shmaitza, we're in Perek. Oh my goodness. Just ignore the last few minutes, please. So we're learning Shmaitza, and it's Tuesday night. Chav Beis Teves. We're in the middle of we're in doing Shmaitza Vav, and we're in the middle of Perek Yud Beis, and the Shmaitza has brilliantly discussed the Machlokes Rav and Ravasi and Maseches Kiddushin about the Nemonos of a father that says Kidashni is Biti, that he's Nemon if it's to give Misa too. How far does the Nemonos go? Is it just to Aser her, or is it also to give Misa to her if she is Mezana with someone? So the Shmaitza very brilliantly was Tola it in, he said, I mean, it's like a pilpul, you know, like that's how they learned in those days. Ravasi is like the argument within the Chachmei Provincia. In other words, Ravasi holds you get Skila, because he holds the father cannot be Chayzer, even with an Amasla. So that means it's a Toru Diko Ne'emonus, and therefore you'd give Misa based on that Ne'emonus also. And Rav holds that he could be Chayzer, the father could be Chayzer with an Amasla, and therefore it's not an Isser Borer, as it's called, and therefore you can't, it's not clear. The Torah gave him an Emonus. His Nagias is not Nagaya. I don't mean it as a pun. The Torah gave him a special Emonus. That's why, in fact, it's beyond Shabbat Nafshe Chetichet Yisura. It's an Emonus that the Torah Mamash gave him an Emonus.
Is there a reason just Torah to me?
The Torah says sometimes it'll be because Biyodo Lakacha, because of Biyodo. But the Gemara then says if it's only when it's Biyodo, then you don't need a Pasuk. And he's Nemon because of the Nemonus that the Biyodo imparts to him. So the Pasuk is even when it's not Biyodo. She's a Gedola now, but he's saying I was Makadosh when she was a Ketana. He's Nemon, the Torah gave him Nemon. Do you want to know the rationale?
If it's a Lima, then you don't need a Pasuk.
Well, we saw in Rav Chaim Volozhin that it's like sort of a Shavya Nafshe, but instead of her saying I'm a Kudeshes, It's like the father is the Bailam Ovaha, so it's like the Shavya Nafshe transposed to the father. Obviously, the Shmaitzer wouldn't hold like that because he holds, the Ravasi holds that you can give Misa. Well, anyway, if you hold like Ravasi, you can't hold like that. Because nobody holds that you can give Misa based on Shavya Nafshe Chedich and Misura. If you say this is Chelev and then you eat it, you don't get Malkus. You can't get Malkus based on Shavya Nafshe. So, but if you hold, you do get Malkus. But here, maybe you do get Malkus or even Misa, according to Ravasi. So it can't be like a Shavya Nafshe type Nemonis. Hakabonim, the Shmaitzer's title of the Machlokes Rabbi Ravasi is the Machlokes in Chachmei Provincia. And then he says, therefore, he wants to answer Tosis Kasha. Oh, well, that's what we're up to, really. Tosis has a Kasha in the Sugya and Kiddushin. How could Rav hold you don't give Misa? The Parsha, that's the Meduber, as Biti Nosati Lo Yishazeh, says that if she was Mezaneh, she gets Misa. The Pasuk says she gets Misa. So how could Rav says she doesn't get Misa? So the Shmaitza is developing a teretz. So the first shlav of his teretz is to clarify, to suggest that the Machlokes Rav and the Machlokes Rav and Ravasi and the Gemara is totally in the svar of the Chachmei Provincia. Is the father Neman to retract with an Amasla? Okay. So he says, so that's Machlokes. Now, the Hara'ah costs up a pair of basic subas. That's where we'll start from. It's it. Yeah, the Hara'ah costs up a pair of basic subas. You have it? The Hara'ah costs up a pair of basic subas. The Ross has an interesting svara. The Shmaitzer is going to use it later. That's why he brings it in. He said, what's the relevancy of the Ra'ah? Because the Shmaitzer is going to use the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah costs up a pair of basic subas. Regular Shavya Nafsha, regular Amasla. So the Raz Machadesh, even by Shavya Nafsha, that the Hainu Dabka by Meres Mukadeshus Hani Stam. Aval Omra Mukadeshus Hani the Ploni, Lo Mahani Amasla afterwards, Lochod the Ploni to take away his wife. We named her, and she was his wife when she said, you know, Eishosish Ani to this guy, and that gives him certain schusim in her, Maisi Yadayim, I mean a whole slew of schusim, right? So he, now she's saying she's not his wife, so that you can't do. Love called Kamino to be mafkia from him is schusim. Avalomer Mekudesh Ani the Pliny, so she can't say an Amasla Lochuv the Pliny. Hey, Pesach B'Shulchan Aruch Heben Ezer Ayin Shom. Oh, Sok the Shmaitzah, Umachleik is the Ravasi Rav Shom, who al Mishnah Seinu Sheshoninu Hoy Mekidashli is Biti. And he didn't say to who. So there's a Machleik is Rav and Ravasi, if he's Nemon, the Gabe Misa. Chai Gavnu the Svirle Lerav, the Ain Soklin al Yodo, so Rav holds no Misa, Kivan the Svirle the Mahani Chazor out of there, Masla. This is the Shmaitzer, this is what he just got through saying, that Rav holds that the father could be Chayzer through an Amasla, and mainly he can't give Misa. The Chivin of Sri Lady Mahani Chazal, the day Amasla, the Chalhecha, the Mahani Amasla, lo havi yisubor, lo muke alei. I, the Pesach, he's coming to answer Tosis Kasha. The Pesach says, you do get Misa. What does Rav do with the Pesach? I will bekro, the Chsiv, is bidina sati le'ish hazeh. Ding. The Pesach doesn't say it's Biti Nosati, I was Mekadosh my daughter. The Pesach says he specified the person as Biti Nosati Leishazeh. Kivin Shoymish Akitza Lazeh, so based on the Ra'os Chiddush, once you say Lazeh, you can't be Chayzer even when it's an Amasla, because you can't be Mafkia the Schusim of this guy. So now, you can't be Chayzer with an Amasla. So now in Mekadosh the Shmaitza and the brilliant Chab, everybody with Moida, you can give the guy Misa. Because you can't be Chazor to the Amasla, because you said Lishazah, and you can't be Chav him. So that means you can work your way backwards, that you could, you can't be Chazor even with an Amasla. And therefore you can give malchus, and therefore avasi, and Rav would be mighty, you can give malchus in such a case.
He showed that they're not arguing in the same case as the pasuk.
Yeah,
and he showed that the difference
Is the raw, according to the raw, it's beautiful. For it's avol b'kra, but in the pasuk, dichsev is b'dinosati lo ish hazeh. The pasuk's talking about, he's specifying a person. Because that's the point of the ra'ah. That if you say lozeh, you can't be chayzer anymore. Because lav kol kamine to be mafkia, this is chosim's wife. So then mamela, you can get malchus. That's what all our Mishnah says. They're not going on the Pasuk, they're being right for the Pasuk. But they're going on our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is a case of Kedash Yos Biti Stam. But I'm on the plane. I got to just relate the Rav, the Mahani Amasla. And therefore, what the Mahani Amasla, that's why you don't give me
Mishnah. They agree each other if we specify who it was? Are they agreeing with each other? Just on the case, depends on the case? If it specified who the man was with the pole, so there's no master.
It depends what
that. Like the case of the pasuk. If that ish is there, then there will be no master.
Then you can't be chayzer through no master.
Right. And if it's in general, there's no specific person mentioned, just unmarried. So then
you'd be chayzer with no master.
Then there's a machlokes. Machlokes is when there's no one mentioned.
So a person says, I'm married.
What?
No, he's talking about if a person says, I'm married. What did you say? Which case?
Where is the machlokes?
Machlokes is if you just say Kiddashti is beat, and you didn't say to whom. So Kiddashti is beat, and you didn't say to whom.
He did not say to
whom. Right. So now the machlokes is if you can be chayzer through an amasla.
Rav
holds you could, and therefore you don't get skila now.
Rav says it cannot because even if it's tznam,
even with the tznam asla,
Rav says you cannot be chosen. Yeah?
You cannot be chosen even with the tznam asla. Correct. The Ra'ah is machadish that Rav's might if someone's mentioned. But the machlag is Rav Ravasi is without anyone being mentioned.
Not such a big chiddush. I mean, Amasla was chiddush, right?
Right. Well, it's still a chiddush to give a misa. Yeah. Like,
but
I don't see Rav Svara. I mean, before I learned the Shmaitzer, Rav Svara was more partial to me. Yeah, I mean, when there's a suffix, there's no suffix, you don't accomplish anything, mate.
That's what I was trying to say. It's not really, shouldn't really be a chiddush to say that, to take Rav's side and say you can't be chozer with even with an amasla, because why should an amasla help? Only because everything we just did in the Shmaitza, we can say, okay, I hear. But
who looked at the Ravazi Rav on Mishnah sent to Hanoim Gdeh to beat the Islam Lamel of Tlani Chagabnu Tzvila Rav the Mani Amasla. Oh. To tell me, Bami Gdeh to beat the Islam Lamel of Tlani How could Ravashi hold Soiklin? Oh, how can you give Skila? It's not Machab. Maybe it is the guy. Right? Because that's just beat me. The guy knocks on the door the next morning and says, Hi, honey. So the answer is, I don't really understand what's so funny.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home. Right now the dinners you give him skila. Right? Now, right now the dinners you give him skila, so the kasha is how can you give him skila? Maybe it's only Amon. So the Ritva answers that the father says Borili it's not him. Now why the father has an amonus to say Borili it's not him, I'm not sure, quite frankly. I don't know. So Vaita you're gonna give a guy Misa because the father said it's not him?
I
don't understand that.
Yes, sir, right?
don't get that. The father has no nemonis to say it's not him.
All right, he's the one who...
He could have said to that, it'd be Lazare, but once he didn't say Lazare, so now he's just saying not him, not him.
Right, we're not giving Misa because he says not him. We're giving him Misa, and the only reason we're not letting him off is because he says it's not him.
I guess it's a significant
difference.
I'm going to give this back. What?
How can you give a guy Misa for living with her if we just got through saying that you have to say the chah? As Michael says, I just got through proving and saying that the Machlekes Rabbi and Abasi are talking about when the husband is unidentified. Right? That's why he's not one.
Rove.
Okay, Kavua. It's not
just the father saying it's not him. It's also a big role of saying it's not him.
Is there some kind of concept of like an overwhelming role? Is there like a more of a role than a role? Like where it's the odds that this guy is one in whatever a million, or it's not just a role. It's like a
yeah. But he comes and says it's me. So
they,
right?
We know it's one person. No, that's a shot.
The guy
right, but I'm saying, is there some co-op, like the same role, I'm saying, is there some co-op that's like a super role, like where the guy, like, the odds are, it's not just 51 to 50, it's 51 to 49, it's one in 1,000 chances, or it's one in 10,000 chances, like, it's such a insignificant, statistically insignificant possibility that we just call it.
Like bread and the canary.
Right, that kind of thing. I just don't know if such a concept exists halachically. Like, is there a...
I have to stop. Sorry, I'm falling asleep.